Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is Dr. Thomas Demaret. He is a PhD, and he is the curator at the Department of Paleontology for the San Diego Natural History Museum. And he's here today to talk about a mammoth of a discovery, or should I say a mastodon-sized discovery, that was recently made here in San Diego County, that has really turned on its ear what we thought we knew about the history of man in the New World. Dr. Demaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam. It's great to be here.
Okay. So, for listeners that may not have heard about this, can you tell us exactly what you discovered and where you found it?
Well, actually, this discovery occurred 25 years ago, almost, when we were monitoring grading operations along the South Bay Freeway, the State Route 54 at the boundary between San Diego and National City, right here in our backyard. During the course of grading operations, they were cutting down through this sequence, this layer cake sequence of sedimentary rocks that contained fossils of Ice Age mammals. And in one layer, we came across a partial skeleton of an American mastodon. But in association with rocks and both broken rocks and whole rocks, it suggested that human activity was probably involved with the specimen. And that was pretty exciting at
the
time.
So the mastodon skeleton was unearthed 25 years ago. But the reason why we're not hearing about it until now, listeners, is that at the time, they did not have the sophisticated testing to date this material the way that they do now with modern tests. And when you ran the test, you found something astonishing. And tell us what that was.
We determined that this was an archaeological site, but you're right, we didn't know the geologic age of the deposit until 2012. And the dates came back at 130,000 plus or minus 9,000. So a very old site.
Yeah, and 130,000 years would not be unusual for a mastodon. But what was very unusual was you found evidence that humans had been breaking up these bones and turning them into tools at the site. And up until then, we always thought that the oldest human activity in the Americas was something like 15,000 years here in San Diego County. The Kumeyaay Native Americans traced their heritage back 12,000 years that they've been able to document so far. So this is really astonishing. What did you think when these dating methods came back and said 130,000 years?
Well, I mean, it's an order of magnitude older than anything we've thought of before for the early peopling of the Americas. Mm-hmm. So that's a startling change in our perspective. So what did we think? We thought, well, what does this mean? You know, mm-hmm. and it presented a lot of questions, obviously. Mm-hmm. First of all, who were these people? Because at 130,000 years ago, it could be another species of the genus Homo.
So maybe you found the missing link, huh?
Well, there are no human remains at this site. So it's all circumstantial evidence at every.
So we don't know if these were ancestors of the Kumeyaay,
right,
or if this was some group that may have made it over from Asia, what, by land, by boat? How might they have gotten here?
Well, at this point in time, 130, 135,000 years ago, there was a Bering land bridge between Siberia and North America that was being utilized by bison to cross from Eurasia to North America, by woolly mammoths.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially, in this case, humans could have crossed that same land bridge. There's also the possibility that some sort of watercraft could have been used in this exploration of the New World by these Eurasian colonizers, we could say.
So you did this dating procedure in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at 2017. So what's been happening in the last 5 years? Were there more testing? Were you consulting with other experts?
Well, the preliminary dates came back in 2012. We wanted to analyze more specimens from the site, mm-hmm, to confirm that age, to see how reliable the age was, and we kept coming back to the same dates. So that took a few years, and then the other missing piece to our team, so to speak, was the addition of Richard Fulliger, an archaeologist from Australia, who's an expert in useware on stone tools.
Interesting.
So in 2015, we brought Dr. Richard Fulliger into the project to examine the rock specimens that we collected from the site. And he saw all the evidence on there that was indicative of use of of these tools as hammerstones and anvils, the hammerstones to break the bones sitting on anvils.
Now, your results are being published in the Journal of Nature, very prestigious peer-reviewed journal, mm-hmm. and I understand there's 11 different authors from all across the United States, a lot of really prominent experts there. There's also an article online in this month's edition of the National Geographic for people that want to read a little bit more about this. Predictably, of course, there also are skeptics coming mm-hmm. forward, as often happens in major scientific finds. And what would you say to those who have argued that, well, how do you know these broken bones weren't just caused by bulldozers from the highway, or that, you know, some later group of humans didn't come across this dead mastodon, you know, maybe thousands of years after it died?
Questions concerning whether bulldozers broke the specimens. I mean, that's clearly can be discounted because of the way we collected the specimen. This was hand dug. The bulldozers mm-hmm. scraped one corner of the bone bed, but the majority of the bone bed was untouched and excavated by hand, so there was no, and there's clear evidence that that didn't occur. But the arguments come down to, is the site an archaeological site, or is the site 130,000 years old?
So right.
For those people that the skepticism is on whether or not it's 130,000 years old, there's really been very little pushback, so to speak, on that, because the dating seems to be so rigorous and robust.
And it relied on uranium method of dating?
Yeah. It used the uranium-thorium isotopic and decay sequences to determine this age.
And is that widely accepted in the scientific community today? Has it been questioned really seriously anywhere else, or is it just at your site that people are raising these questions?
Well, it's a technique that's very useful for deposits up to about 500,000 years old, and our site is pretty much in the sweet spot for mm-hmm. for the accuracy of it. So it's a fairly well accepted technique for dating deposits of this age.
Okay. What about those who argue that maybe it isn't an archaeological site, that perhaps what you thought were weapons really weren't, or tools really weren't? And I would say for those folks, how else, though, do they explain the bones being broken if it wasn't bulldozers? You know, that argument
right.
seems kind of weak to me.
Well, I mean, the other potential possibilities or explanations, and we pursued these and discussed them in our article
in the
supplementary materials, but mm-hmm. those alternative hypotheses include that perhaps this was a flood deposit and that the bones were broken in a flood.
Ah, okay.
And the other is perhaps it's a mud flow, a debris flow, and that they were broken in that.
How do you know that it wasn't?
Well, the fossils are found in very fine-grained silts. And then which is not something that you would see deposited by a flood.
Mm-hmm.
And the bones aren't sorted. In other words, it's not just big things. There's a lot of small things too. So if it was sorted by currents, you would think you would have just large objects and all the fine material would carried off to another location.
Now, I understand that you also went out and actually got fresh elephant bones and smashed up took some rocks and smashed up elephant bones to see if the break patterns would be similar to what you're seeing here.
Right. Yeah. Steve and Kathy Holland, archaeologists in our team, did just what you described. They mm-hmm. they experimented with to see how bones break when you use rocks as anvils and hammers.
Very interesting.
And they saw the similar patterns to what we found at this site.
Now, I read that similar break patterns on mastodon bones have been found at other places here in the United States. Tell us about that.
Well, that's true. But there have been other sites
that were archaeological.
Archaeological, mm-hmm. where the breakage has been to mammoth bones, so this cousin of mastodons.
Okay.
And they have this similar kind of smooth, what's called spiral or helical fracture to the bones mm-hmm. that are the product of percussion.
And that was universally pretty much believed to be by humans, was it?
Well, not all of these sites are, let's say, universally accepted as mm-hmm. as archaeological sites, and that's part of the debate ongoing.
Yeah. Well,
but there are sites in the old world where we see these same sorts of patterns at sites that have been confirmed as archaeological sites.
And those were mastodon bones?
They were mammoth.
Mammoth bones.
Mammoth. Mm-hmm. Or other Ice Age mammals.
So put this in perspective for listeners.
Yeah. Elephants.
How old is the known history of humankind worldwide? We know in the New World, North and South America, it was thought to be no more than about 15,000 years. At least it's been documented at archaeological digs. In the entire world, how old does that history go back?
Well, it depends on what species of Homo you're talking about. So for Homo sapiens, our species, the record suggests that we have Homo sapiens in Africa 200,000 years.
So this is 130,000, so it's really very old.
Yes, but Homo sapiens out of Africa, that's somewhat of a contentious subject in terms of when actually humans, modern humans, anatomically modern humans, dispersed out of Africa. But before that, we had Homo neanderthalensis. The Neanderthals were out of Africa much earlier than that and had dispersed over much of Eurasia.
Yeah. And now, is there going to be any further testing done? Are there ways, for example, to check the bones or the tools that were found at the site, the rocks, and see if they can pull off, for example, any sort of human DNA that might help determine just who these folks were?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. There was just a study published in Science the other week, in fact, the same week as our study. But and this was looking at DNA found in soils at archaeological cave sites in Eurasia. It's kind of been referred to informally as dirt DNA, and and we've been approached by one of these research groups to see if we had samples that they might analyze for this dirt DNA, which would be an interesting confirmation of our proposal of humans at this site.
Fascinating. And when might those results be available?
Well, we have to get in touch with them and ask what the protocols are for sampling, because we may not have enough sample left, because remember, we collected this site 25 years ago. We do have samples still, but they may not be of sufficient purity, let's say, for this type of analysis. There's also some analyses that are ongoing, and that's to look for bone protein on some of the rocks and both the anvils and hammers from this site, and also bone spicules. These truly are tools that are being used to pound on bones, and we would expect that we could find residue on these rocks.
Fascinating. Well, it's an amazing mystery, really still unsolved at this point, and it's going to be very interesting going forward to see if additional information will come forward to confirm these astounding theories that you've come up with and that were credible enough for the esteemed Journal of Nature to publish them. So, listeners, if you've just tuned in, we've been speaking with Dr. Thomas Demaray, who is the curator of the paleontology department at the Natural History Museum in San Diego, about the astonishing find of a mastodon skeleton and what was believed to be tools used by early humans 130,000 years ago right here in San Diego County. We'll certainly look forward to hearing back from you as future information comes forward about just who these early San Diego residents may have been.
And I might add that we currently have a display at the museum featuring many of the specimens from this site. It's on display on the second floor of the museum, and we'll be there through Labor Day.
Very good. And that, of course, is the San Diego Natural History Museum in Balboa Park. And what's the website if people want to go there? Is there additional information they can get?
Oh, there's lots of information for the site that we call the Cerruti Mastodon site. And the website is sdnhm.org.
Very good. Well, I certainly look forward to going down there. And listeners, I encourage any of you that are fascinated by this story, as so many of us are, to go down and take a look and judge for yourself whether you believe these were early San Diegans pounding up mastodons right here in our region. Dr. Demaray, thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thanks for your interest.